A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promoting for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom. And it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today.
It can be super daunting trying to make new friends once your college days are behind you. How do you seek out meaningful platonic relationships as an adult when you spend your 9-to-5 behind a desk?
That's where Bumble BFF comes in. Bumble, the women-first dating app, is a friend-finding app too. Find a kindred spirit to take that yoga workshop with you. Or watch Real Housewives of New York with plenty of wine. And if you're a new mom or heading to grad school or moving across the country, Bumble BFF allows you to create that support system we all need to live our best lives.
Download Bumble on iOS or Android and check out Bumble BFF mode within the app. Fill out a profile and let your future besties know what you're all about and what you're looking for. Whether you're into vintage shopping, weekend hikes, or let's be honest, Bravo binge watching. To learn more about how to make the most of Bumble BFF, head over to bumble.com/2JG. That's bumble.com/2JG.
And welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. And we are not together.
So sad.
So sad. It was so fun to record with you, like, in the same space yesterday.
It felt very like a business trip.
Yeah, I mean, it was for me. It was definitely a work trip for me.
No, but it was like, come over, watch all the shows, record a podcast, go to bed.
Literally, I was like, oh my God. Like, I felt like I had just worked a full day, and then I came over, and then we did that, and we had to watch the shows, and it was like, man. And then I was like, it didn't even cross my mind. A bunch of you had DM'd us being like, wait, is there a meetup that I didn't know about? And I'm like, oh my gosh, I wish we had, like, had the time to actually plan that, but it just didn't work out that way.
I guess Courtney will just have to visit me again.
I know. Next time. I'm coming up for work next week too, but I'm literally flying in, flying out.
Oh, you didn't even tell me.
I know, because it was like, I'm literally
doing the sneak attack, eh?
Yeah, I literally fly in and I fly that morning. I fly out that night. So it's just, you know, but yeah. How was your weekend though? The Labor Day weekend. I'm pretty sure you were in Tahoe.
Okay. Wait, this is hilarious. So I did tell you this. So of course, you know, I left school early for this wedding, and right away, as soon as I walk into the hotel, I see a family from my school, and I'm like, of course, you know, and I'm talking to them. And then this lady was like, Mary, Mary. I was like, oh my gosh, I knew exactly what was happening. They knew me from this. And I'm talking this school mom. And whoever you were, I really, really felt like I should have talked longer. I couldn't. I was in this weird situation. I was living a double life. And if you could DM me, I would just want to say, I wish I sat and had a drink with you and talked all things housewives, but just wasn't the moment.
And then what happened? The family was like, what's going on?
We're so confused. Because the woman's like, yeah, she's a podcaster. And they're like, no, she's the third grade teacher at my school. And I was just like, okay, bye.
It's like you're getting, like, you're with, like, your new boyfriend, but, like, a guy that, like, maybe you used to hook up with or something. And there's just this weirdness of, like, it's so good. It's so good, though. It's so good. Whoever you were, DM us.
Yeah, I really wanted to talk to you. You had great hair. But the wedding was so much fun, and I just had a blast. And I had such a blast. I ended up at the blackjack table till really, really early in the morning.
Nice. Great. Way to go.
And yeah, they were $25 tables. So I was like, I can't afford that. So I was like, sir, I'm a teacher. I'm only going to put down $10. And everyone's like around me, like looking like, no, that's not how it works. I'm like, no, that's how we will make it work.
You're like, this is Tahoe, not Vegas.
They let me do it.
I feel like so you were very convincing at 4 a.m.
So I had a lot of fun over the weekend. How was yours?
Mine was good. I went to the Stanford SDSU football game, and like SDSU, we just, one day I hope that we'll just be like this, like, amazing team, but it just went all downhill. So I befriended the 2 11-year-olds next to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then they caught me up with everything that the kids are doing these days.
So what were some things?
Well, there's like this new challenge. It's called like the deli challenge, and you have to like put your hand in a weird way, and then like you make a glasses, and it's very strange. But anyways, I was loving them. We were like doing like these like focus groups that we're like, oh, this would be good information to have for work to know like what the kids are doing these days. And I was like, please get me out of here. What am I doing?
Anyways, and then you were here till Saturday?
And then I left on Saturday, and then I came back. Yeah, it was a very chill weekend for me. I'm gearing up for my big, like, Europe trip, so I have to, like, really chill out until then.
For sure.
Yes. But other people who had a really great weekend was Hoopies.
Hoopies, Lala.
Hoopies and Chinny Chin Chin.
Randall Emmett's the turtle proposed to her in Mexico with a huge rock.
Yeah, I mean, your Photoshop photo of that really sold it for me. I was like, wow, that ring is huge. So was the finger. I believe you're trying to do like a magnifying glass sort of deal.
Really, I just quickly saw it. I Photoshopped as fast as I could and put that up.
It was breaking news.
Wait, did that happen? That was, I put, I posted that up on Sunday. Yeah. Yeah, because then I go down to the brunch and this girl was like, did you do that? I was like, yeah, that was me.
Oh my gosh, I'm cracking up. Like, I know. Bloody Mary. I know. When people ask, like when I'm with them, they're like, did you just post this? I'm like, I've literally been sitting next to you for an hour and a half. They're like, I know. I'm like, there's two of us. I'm going to go. But it just is funny. Like, wait, when did this happen? I'm like, I don't know. I didn't even know that was posted. That's all Mary.
We work in mysterious ways.
We do.
But are you excited for Lala?
It's like so weird. Like, okay, in the beginning when she was like hiding this relationship, it was like so annoying. But now I'm like kind of into it.
I always get nervous when she posts the Insta stories with his kids. Like, I would be pissed as that mother.
Oh yeah,
I would in a contract. No, you cannot post any social media of my children.
Yeah, I agree with that. But like, I think she like, I mean, granted, who knows? Like, if he didn't have money, what she would think about him? But I feel like she does really love him.
I think she does really love him as well. But I also wonder, how much money does he have? I mean, they fly private. He was flying private to New York for the day. I started following him.
Isn't he the CEO of like MoviePass, and it's not doing well, and like they didn't get another round of funding. So something's going to happen with that where that's going under for sure. I know a company like bought it, but I just don't see that that's going to end well there. But
I mean, it's a brilliant idea, but I don't know how they make money off that.
They don't. That's why it's going under.
Right.
But I would love to watch that spinoff. I don't need no Jax and Brittany in Kentucky. I don't need that. I want a Lala and Randall happily ever after.
Well, I mean, they're going to be on Flipping Out.
Yeah, but I'm not. I want to see like that whole thing. I want to see Lala being a bridezilla. I want to talk. She's going to tell us like, she's like, I'm doing more than just sucking dick for a Range Rover.
The bigger the hoop, the bigger the hoe.
Well, that's Khloe, but that's okay.
No, she said that too.
She took it from Khloe Kardashian.
Well, I mean, that's like kind of just like a thing, like a known thing to say. Like
is that what the kids are saying in your third grade class? Is that where you're hearing it from?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, I thought so. I want a spinoff of that because you know Jax and Brittany are probably so pissed. Like that day, like later in that afternoon, Jax posted like an engagement photo of him and Brittany.
And they went to Vegas with them. So they go from Cabo. I think they were in Cabo. I know they're in Mexico. Not. Mm-hmm. I just assumed probably, it was Cabo.
I assume it happened at Andale's. Just for some crossover.
There was something. There's another show like taped in Cabo. Oh, I think someone said that for The Bachelor in Paradise. Like, why do they never have a date at Andale's?
That'd be good.
Wait, on a side note, I just looked up his net worth. Only $16 million. For $16 million, I don't think you should be flying on the PJs everywhere in your PJs.
Yeah, I 100% agree. Also, it's bad for the environment flying on all these PJs. And when you're going to Vegas, sorry, but Southwest is like $59 each way.
Get the first class.
Southwest doesn't have that. But regardless, I just think it's like a waste of money.
Wait, that's what Sheena would fly.
Yeah, and that's the one thing I'll agree with Sheena with. $59, want to get away. Southwest hasn't hit us up for sponsorship. Anyways, moving on.
Where do you think they'll get married? So she's from Utah. Like, could you see like a Park City situation?
Ooh.
Are we going to go tropical? I feel like this is going to be a fast arrangement. Like maybe, I mean, if they're going to do Park City, maybe they get married over the holidays in the snow.
I like that idea. I think she's more of a... like a tropical island kind vibe. Of girl. So mm-hmm. I can see them going to like Bali or like Bora Bora and just doing like a small intimate ceremony with like their families.
Okay.
Like I actually don't think that Lala would do a spinoff, to be honest.
I don't think Randall would.
Right. I don't know. I feel like he actually would more than she would, but I feel like she wouldn't want, I don't know. There's something like real about Lala that like, I just feel like, she wouldn't want the same sort of deal of like Jax and Brittany.
Mm-hmm. It would also be interesting, like since they did move in together and they are renovating, like, is that where the new VPR is being filmed?
Oh, interesting.
There's a lot of dynamics. Like, is she going to leave VPR?
No. No. No, she'll just be a hostess for the rest of her life, but she's going to be like a side player.
Okay.
Like, She'll just be like, remember like when Ariana first came on, she was like cool girl, but she wasn't too cool yet. Like, mm-hmm. everybody was kind of obsessed with her. I feel like that's who Lala, like, has it is now. Like, she gets this really good edit.
Do you think they're done filming the current season?
I'm not sure. When does the new season start? Like, November?
Hopefully soon. I mean, we've basically seen the entire season on Instagram stories, so it's not going to be very exciting, but it's got to be coming out soon.
Because I think they started filming in June.
Yeah, and it's only like, they're probably done.
So, yeah, they're probably, well, when it, did they do, yeah, they already did Stassi's birthday and Ariana's birthday. They've done the Tom's and the Jax's birthday.
The Tom opening.
I have a feeling it's like
they
not,
might not even be in season.
No, I'm wondering, there has to be some big ending party, right? Because Tom, unless the Tom huge opening where they came in their Dumb and Dumber car, if that was the season finale. Yeah,
I think it was.
We'll see. We'll see. I'm also like, I think VPR has jumped the shark a little bit. So they better
jump the shark.
You've never heard that?
No.
Let me explain.
What does that mean?
Jump the shark is like that they've like, they're like past their prime. Like it's over. It's kind of over now.
Someone said there's only two seasons left.
Okay. I could see that. Like the thing is like, I would want to Stassi should have her own spinoff.
With Bo, it will be interesting to see Bo on screen. I already fell in love with him on the Insta stories.
So. Yeah, I love him. I think Stassi should just have her own spinoff. I think you can give. I think there are people who would watch the Jax and Brittany spinoff, but not like, we don't want them in Kentucky. It's more just like the everyday sort of life. Maybe like, I think there's a crowd for it. I'm not part of that, but I think that there is a crowd for it. And then I think,
well, basically, it's like, I'm also predicting, like, next, okay, say we're getting this season coming up that we've already seen through Insta Story, and then we have one more season. So the last season will be Tom and Ariana getting engaged, Katie and Schwartz having a baby.
Yeah, and then
Brittany and Jack's wedding.
Yeah, they literally are, like, the Friends cast.
Yeah.
And then Lala will somehow get, like, a spot on, like, Beverly Hills. And then for Gretchen Wieners, a.k.a. Sheena. Speaking of them being on Flipping Out, we got like very sad news today that that Jenny and Jeff Lewis have parted ways.
Yeah, but on bad terms or just like time to...
So there was this rumor that an employee of his asked like one of his high profile clients for hookups for Disney, and he never said which person it was, but he kind of inferred that that person was let go, and I think that was Jenny. And
I hope it's not over a Disney ticket. Well, Jenny, don't have the 150. Come on.
I know, but it's also like, but I also think Jeff's like kind of neurotic, and I could see like that Disney client also, like the client who has the connection to Disney also being like, hey, let me know whenever you need Disney tickets or whatever. And so she was like, okay. And then Jeff's like, no, you don't get to ask them that. Like, couldn't
he's
you see
kinda
that?
He's kind of like a Bethany to me.
Yeah.
Like, he lets these people in his lives, like, has inappropriate relationships with them. And he is always very inconsistent. Like, one day you could do something, he thinks it's really funny. And the next day you do, like, a similar antic. And he's like,
you've really taken this too far. Yeah.
And you're like, wait, what?
I know. Like, just don't – he better not be mean to Gage. That's all
he is mean to Gage. Did you not see last season?
No, I know, but I mean, like, he needs to like not be as mean where he pushes him away like completely. Although yeah. Gage will never leave.
Well,
he just won't.
We'll find out.
Yeah. Okay, so I want to discuss. I want to thank the juror who sent us Teddy Mellencamp's accountability program.
Oh my gosh!
Because.
Don't say her name just in case. They will boycott you for things.
Yeah, and they're obviously all probably listening to us. But yes, we don't want her to get dropped from the program. But as I read this over, I realized, oh my gosh, this is very similar to my diet, my crash diet that I do before any trip I start. Like before any trip I go on.
Well, it's also like my sisters, I clearly sent out to them today.
Obviously.
And my sister was like, well, yeah, duh. Like, if anyone did this, they would lose weight. Like, you're not drinking alcohol and you're having three meals, small meals a day.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely like a crash diet. And I think what it does, it's like to starve your body. It's basically, yeah, three small meals a day, and then you get two snacks and you can have a coffee and a green tea. Like, we won't give like full specifics just because.
I'll give you guys my sister's version. She's like, okay, if I was an accountability coach, this would be my recommended diet. A half a cup of McCann's oatmeal with strawberries, coffee with cream. Lunch, 2% Faye yogurt with strawberries, one apple. Snack, one kombucha. Dinner, 4 to 6 ounces of chicken or fish, steamed veggies, and or salad with 2 tablespoons of TJ's balsamic dressing, tea throughout the day. I'm like, well, yeah, Kelly, anyone would lose weight if you're eating.
Wait, you don't even get snacks on Kelly's diet.
The kombucha is your snack and an apple.
Kombucha is disgusting.
And then she's like, okay, so basically just don't drink wine. And then she's like, just send me your weight every day. I was like, I'm not telling you how much I weigh ever.
Wait, I could kind of be into this. Would Kelly be our teddy?
She can easily be our teddy.
I'm into this.
She's like, the key is that they're sending in the weights every day.
Yeah, so they're like literally holding you accountable. But like she also said, you know, like Teddy likes to send out inspirational memes that she also puts on her Insta story. And I'm like, I would love to receive a text from Teddy Mellencamp in the morning being like, be your best self because you couldn't have done any better. Like things like that. Could you imagine?
But then I would like do something like what happens when you grow up?
First off, you and I would get dropped from the program after day one because we would totally forget to send in our photos, or we wouldn't do our 1 hour of exercise, and so they'd be like, "You're out," and then you get dropped from the program once you miss one day, and so you'd be like, "Oh, I paid all that money,
$400.
Yeah, I wasted all this money, and I literally lasted one day. So we need Kelly." Kelly Mellencamp.
Yeah.
Perfect. But anyways, I thought that was amazing. So thank you to the juror who sent us that.
Agreed. Okay, next up, let's just like talk a little bit about the Below Deck finale because Hannah made an arse of herself.
Whew. Okay, I was cracking up because...
Baby. Don't you want to take off your pants, baby?
Horrible accent, Mary. but no, so I was cracking up because somebody left on the photo we posted yesterday of like who's the bigger douchebag, like Joao or Bobby from the previous seasons. And someone was like, Hannah was the biggest douche. Summer Eve named a scent after her. That was one of the funniest comments I had ever read. And I was like, this is amazing.
Oh, and Hannah's like, would you get mad at me if I slept with a man on a yacht?
Oh my God, your accent gets worse.
She's Australian. Okay. Yeah,
like, so she's like, hey, Conrad, like, I'm going to go on a boat. Are you going to care if the guy wants to fuck me? And he's like, no. She's like, you wouldn't care if the man, if he wants to, like, fuck me? He's like, no. Like, the poor guy.
Would you care if a man went down under on me in a yacht?
He gave me an Australian kiss. And what it is, it's a kiss, but it's down under. It's like, Conrad's like, yeah, I got it. And I still don't give a fuck. Like, that was, like, so, like, it's like, kind of, like, rapey. And then we had to get the moaning scenes, too. And I was like, not necessary.
So did they or did they not hook up?
I'm, like, so shocked because when she said, like, oh, you can go a whole without sex or a blowjob. And I was like, what? I completely have assumed that that's what they've been doing this whole time. So they've just been smoking cigs and making out.
Oh, and, like, she, like, legitimately thought they were boyfriend-girlfriend. And, like, you didn't even sleep together? I don't get it.
Like, what is this emotional relationship?
Yeah. Ew.
Like, it's so weird to me. Like, I was so thrown off. And then when she kept, like, throwing Prague in his face, it's like, if he said, okay, Hannah, let's go to Prague, she'd be like, okay, great. It's like, Hannah, one, have some self-respect. Two, do not ask him to pay for your ticket. Like, you could still get on the plane and go to Prague.
Well, and just, like, the whole money thing. Like, the $50 for the cigarettes, the $200 for this. Like, sorry. I'm actually really glad that he stood by not going with her. And him running to get his duvet was the highlight of my life.
Oh, my God. I felt like it was, like, Where's Waldo sort of deal. Like, she just – and then she's like, have you guys seen Conrad? Is he okay? Oh, he's okay. Okay.
She's like wasted.
Like, it was, I mean, she puts those extensions in and throws back that ponytail, and it is like a new person.
The dinosaur.
Yeah. Wow, that was Colin, the sound.
Colin, you did a great impersonation. Clearly, you've watched a lot of Jurassic Park.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. But I enjoyed, like, I would totally welcome this whole season back, minus Joao.
It will be interesting. Like, I feel like I love Adam, but he didn't really, like, he had no story to tell.
Yeah, but I think that was okay, because that's kind of how Ben has had been, too, on the other Below Deck. Mm-hmm. Like, I wouldn't actually mind mixing some Below Deck regular with some Below Deck med.
The new Below Deck with Captain Lee.
Yeah.
It's going to be good.
And Kate. But is there anybody back from the previous seasons?
Besides, I don't think so.
I don't think so either. It also looks like somebody gets, like, really hurt to the point of where, like, Captain Lee's crying.
I know, but then I wonder if that editing, like, maybe he's crying about something else.
Yeah, I agree. I'm hoping everything is okay, because that's, like, I don't want to, I don't watch this stuff to watch people, like, really hurt themselves. I watch this stuff so that they can make an ass out of themselves and I can laugh. Like, Brooke and Joao, you can go. Bring in, like, but I think Joao will be back.
Brooke, turn up your volume 2 notches. Why does she always talk in a whisper?
She's like, Joao, do you love me? Even though you said that you loved Casey, and if Casey hadn't gotten up, that you would have been with her and not me. And he's like, huh? I'm from Zimbabwe. I was almost kidnapped, so feel sorry for me. I'm an asshole.
What did he say? He's like, Jezebob, and Jezebob, one time I was attacked by a hippo. Like, wait, what? Like, just casually slid that in, no explanation.
Remember when he was talking about, like,
was it a hippo time, or was it, like, a rhino or an elephant? Like, what was it?
Like, my last girlfriend, she broke up with me. And then they show a picture of him with a snake around his neck. And I was like, what's happening? This guy is the fucking worst, and the editors just hate him.
Yeah. I think him and Sandy could be back. I like Sandy. She does, like, bring out, like, the best in people. Like, you want her on your team to build you up.
Yeah, well, Sandy, I don't think Sandy and Hannah will work together again, unless that's, like, part of the contract that they have to work together again. But when she left, when JWoww left, I was watching Jersey Shore earlier. When
JWoww. Wait, Jerry O'Connor was calling her JWoww too on Watch What Happens Live. Or him.
Okay. I think that, like, our Crappens boys call him JWoww too. Or maybe I'm just getting JWoww from Jersey Shore, though. I don't really know. I don't think anyone can pronounce his name.
JWoww.
JWoww.
Wow.
JWoww. Jow. Jow. Okay.
I'm saying it right.
Anyways, wow. When he was leaving, Sandy said she'd love to have him as her bosun. So I felt like that was opening to have Hannah versus Joao plus Sandy, maybe Adam, and then we get all new people. But the whole cast could come back minus Joao, and they could get rid of Conrad too.
It would be kind of fun to see like Joao as bosun and Brooke as the head stewardess, and they're like broken up.
They already are broken up.
No, I know, but, like, just that interaction.
Yeah, but Brooke would be like, I'm just so sad because we had such a life together and I thought we'd be together forever. And then he's now fucking the third stew. And you're like, what?
But she cheated on him.
No, I don't know. Either way, good for her. Get over him because he's an asshole. And also, Casey, do your hair. Purple shampoo is your friend.
Yeah, I need some of that right now too. Let's talk about Watch What Happens Live.
Yeah, so we had the Real Housewives of New York reunion, and we're like, you know, there was no Lou, and Watch What Happens Live has been on a hiatus because it's summertime. Do you think that they came back specifically for Lou?
I do, and I also think they're really pitching this Jerry O'Connell. He's going to have a late night show. And then I wondered, like, is he replacing Andy?
No, so Jerry's is a once a week show. It's like the Real Men Love Bravo or whatever.
Right. I have this feeling something's going to happen with Andy.
Like with a hashtag Me Too or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel.
I guess there's just been a lot of speculation on blind items about it. And then I was like, maybe that's why they're transitioning this show, because they know what's to come.
Yeah, I just can't see him being.
That was just kind of my thought.
I like that idea. I can't imagine him wanting to be out of the spotlight himself. So it would take something like that to push him out of the spotlight.
I agree. But this must get kind of old for him. Or do you think he just loves it?
No, I think he like literally loves it. I mean, we've read his books. Like I feel like it's like kind of a chore for him, but at the same time, he loves being like the center of attention and he loves the perks that he gets from it. So he continues with it.
I Googled his net worth today too.
And?
It was, yeah, only 15 million. Wow. So him and Randall are the same.
Oh my gosh. So maybe Andy needs his own.
PJs together.
Yeah, and he needs his own hoopies. Maybe John Mayer is his hoopies.
There are some rumors and rumbling. Or like, you don't think Anderson and him have ever hooked up? Like a makeout late night?
They probably had a makeout, but they went out and Anderson thought he was like, Anderson has said before, like, if you ask me about my mom on the first date, I'm like, it's over. Like, I don't want anything else to do with you. And of course he went out with Andy and like Andy's first question was like, tell me about your mom.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So before we go into what Lou said, can I read Jerry O'Connell's TomTom Yelp review?
Yes, you may.
Okay.
You have it up? I have it.
Yeah. So Jerry left it literally on Yelp under TomTom. He goes, my goodness, where do we start? TomTom got a fast 5 stars from us, faster than Captain Lee can dock a yacht. Wow. We were blown away. The drinks come fast and stiff with a wink and a smile. Everyone is so cool, like not uncool. The decor transports you to another world. The clientele all dress up with places to go. Just a fun, elegant time. Very chic. C'est la vie. Our apps were plated so beautifully. They made it nice. Delicious. 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 I had a very sexy salad. As the night goes on, a line does form outside, like a book signing for most talkative, but staff is fair about letting people in. Get ready to see celebs. Saw Rebecca Romijn, his wife.
His wife.
Yeah. Stassi, Schwartzy, and Kate, all beautiful and gracious. Our roundup is that this place is just great. Really fun SoCal night. Very proud of Tom and Tom. Thanks, and see you there. P.S. Congrats, Lala.
That's pretty funny. I don't think he really wrote it, though.
You don't think so?
No, I don't. And I actually, he was super knowledgeable on What's Been Happening Live.
I think he for sure watched that. I think he for sure wrote that.
I think he watches it. You know, his wife loves it too. They have fun. They're like Chrissy Teigen. Mm-hmm. But I feel like the crowd's response to him on Watch What Happens Live, like they were missing his jokes.
They didn't.
The audience wasn't responding well to him. Usually I really like him on it, but there was a miss for me this past evening.
Well, it was also kind of awkward too, because I felt like they were really there for Lou, but then they were also like kind of announcing his show. And so I felt like Lou wanted it to be more of a one-on-one Sag Harbor style, but she had to like share the spotlight. And so people wanted more from Lou, and then mm-hmm. they kind of had him there too. And it just, the vibe wasn't there.
Mm-hmm. And Lou really had her boxing gloves up to me. Like, so basically they recap a lot of the reunion in front of her. And she's like, I do not envision being friends with Dorinda at all. And she's like, of course she sides with Bethany, who 75% of the audience was Team B or voters.
And as Carol likes to say, it's Bethany's 7 interns continually voting on the polls.
Exactly. And so Lou, like, she's like, oh, Bethany totally pinned me. I'm such a big baby and I like to enjoy life like a kid. I'm like, I did not see that at all, but yeah, okay.
Never. Do kids snort Coke and drink 7 martinis before breakfast?
I hope not.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know. Again, I don't know what the kids are doing these days.
And then they talk about her like getting the ego from the cabaret. And then she's like, well, this is my calling. And like, I'm guarantee you everyone that is in her program has advised her to quit the cabaret, but the show must go on.
The show must go on.
And then he's like, asks about her kids and everything's great with the kids. Like it all worked out. We had Labor Day together. I'm like, I would like to see the photos and videos of that because I'm not believing it.
Well, I also love that she's like, so I got what they were saying. So instead of selling the house because I'm not allowed to, I'm buying another house. We're like,
but then my confusion was that I thought she basically sold a house and was supposed to make a trust with that money, like prior.
Right. So it was basically what she was basically going to do was like going to sell the house and then take that money to buy another house. But that, like, when she sold it, half of it had to go to the kids or something like that. So I think instead she was like, oh, well, I'm not going to do that because I don't have the money for another house if I do that. Like, I felt like there's something weird happening.
Yeah, she's, you can tell she's gone back to her countess ways.
Mm-hmm. And her happiest, like, she still talks to Jacques, which I love.
Yeah, that's adorable.
She does not talk to Tom.
No.
She did say that she did drink a little bit too much in Mexico because of the things that Ramona had said.
Yes.
And she wasn't wearing white. And she wasn't wearing Giovanni.
She was wearing what she would have worn to the reunion. I did think it was hilarious they didn't have bartenders, so they just had models wearing Giovanni. Like, well, mannequin models.
Well, that's why I'm thinking, too. I'm like, I wonder if this was a pre-taped episode.
Oh, maybe there wasn't, like, a big audience, and that's why I was like, where's the audience?
Yeah, like, I wonder if it, maybe it was just, like, interns or something, and it was, like, a random show that they put together. I don't even know who's on tonight, but there was something was weird. Like, you're totally right. The vibe was, like, very strange, but I was thinking because Jerry was so high energy and Lou was, like, this was her time to, like, make a comeback.
Okay, interesting. I think we're on to something here.
Mm-hmm. I like that. I do like that.
One last update. Yeah. Saturday, I got a lot of breaking news, people. Saturday football started, people, and T-Rav and Ashley were at the Carolina game, and I was getting so many creepy paparazzi photos from the jurors, and I love you guys so much.
It's like, and I'm telling you, MKEPI needs to be a real thing, and they need to hire all of you.
They do. And so they're hanging out again, guys. She'll always love him. They're always going to be friends.
I'm like, what's also though? It's like, guys, and I have to, I love all of you because you give us so much news. But when there's a photo of his moose knuckle and it is sent to us literally thousands of times, I'm like trying not to throw up. It is, I mean, that was a moose knuckle.
Ugh. It was like, are they just so saggy? They're just, I don't get it.
Isn't
like
that
the balls are so saggy? Is that why that happened?
Isn't it uncomfortable for him to have like a pant seam in between his balls?
I don't get it.
I'm not a guy, obviously, so I don't understand. But it's like, if your balls are showing that much, it's like, get some looser pants. Also, invest in more than one pair.
There was just, it was really gross.
It's really gross. Like, I am honestly, I felt ill. Like that,
yeah,
photo.
Stop
that,
sending us that.
The photo.
We've seen it.
Yeah. It's like, please. But I did like that so many comments were like, if I have to see this, so do you. And I was like, okay, I will go down with you guys, like on the ship. Like, we'll all go down. But it's like,
it's,
I had
in
to...
my nightmares. But wait.
I and Jax's had... toes.
Okay, wait. I had a dream last night about Erica Jane.
Oh my gosh, tell us more.
Well, no, it's like basically, it's like kind of a fantasy. Like, I really want this dream to come true. Uh-oh. She's coming to San Francisco on Sunday, October 7th. I happen to not have school on Monday.
You definitely have to go.
She's doing a performance. I DM'd Mikey and was like, hey, you're coming to SF? And he just wrote back, yes. I'm like, I wanted him to be like, yeah, come to the show. Here's VIP.
Wait, you DM'd him?
Yes.
And he never responded?
No, he wrote back yes.
Oh, sorry. Wow. I'm not really sure what's going on in my head right now. Sorry. I think I'm hearing things.
People, DM me if you live in the Bay Area and are going to that, because
yeah, maybe you have a juror meetup.
Meetup Erica Jane style.
Yeah, you all have to wear your best t-shirt dress.
It's expensive to me.
First off, Mary also has these really great white patent leather pumps that she would love to bring out for this.
I can wear those anytime, but I would probably do like a knee-high boot for this.
Oh, see, I see you like in like a big, like, you know, first off, you guys should check out this website. This is not even a sponsorship. They, I just like, we, they, they sent us some stuff, and so this for free. So this is actually a free sponsorship. But Lulu Simon Studio had sent us these like really funny shirts, and I like to I like to wear those kind of shirts for like sleep shirts. And so one of them will be like, what?
Weekends are my vibe. I'm wearing mine right now.
Yeah. I like wore mine to bed last night. It's like, sorry, I'm late because of who I am as a person. But they have these really funny shirts. And so like, I feel like I like to wear mine like kind of baggy. So as sleep shirts, that you could wear that as a t-shirt dress with your white patent leather pumps.
Sounds like I already have the outfit. I just need a ticket.
Yep. So I'm just saying like you guys should all dress in theme.
I'm kind of liking this jury meetup at Erica Jane.
Yeah.
Just a thought.
Yeah. I think that's official.
I don't work the next day though. It's very... Guys, if you're gonna go, take Monday off.
Mm-hmm. And then where would be the perfect spot after that? That's like an Erica Jane vibe.
Oh, like we'd have to go on the Castro.
Okay, great. I won't be there though, but in spirit.
Okay,
in spirit.
It's in 1 month. Okay. Let's jump into the last Roni reunion. There was so much yelling and screaming; it was hard to follow.
It's like, okay, obviously everybody hates Bethany. Ramona has a glass eye.
Oh, my God. What was going on there? But they sit there for, like, 12 hours. I mean, she was cramping up.
Well, it was, like, it looked like maybe she had, like, a droopy, like, strip of eyelashes.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay. Probably the funniest part of your drawers is your underwear section. Like, there's no rhyme or reason. It is the wild, wild west of wardrobes. You have Christmas undies. You have got some birthday undies. You have 5 different brands. You have ones with holes in them. You got your period ones. You guys, you got to throw them all out because now I started wearing me undies. These are buttery soft, built for comfort. My other pairs all have to go because me undies is all I reach for. They have styles for everyone. They have classics like all black. They have fun. I got these little shamrock ones. They have super fun expressive prints and they look good on everyone. They have sizes from extra small to 4XL and guaranteed a flattering cut for everybody. And it's not just underwear with MeUndies. They have a lounge collection, super comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. And they have this Move Me activewear collection and it is the softest activewear on the market. Also, all their stuff is sustainably sourced materials and they work with partners that take care of their workers. If you're not happy with your first pair of undies, it's on MeUndies. Guys, you can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/TJG. That's MeUndies.com/TJG for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, their comfort from the outside in. I used to be one of those people who thought they didn't have time to prioritize wellness, but recently I came across Alo Moves and now my whole mindset has changed. This app makes it super easy to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. There's yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, self-care tips, healthy recipes, and so much more. If you're a beginner or advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that will fit your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending what I'm feeling that day. If you're trying to get in a good sweat, they have award-winning workout classes like sweat-inducing yoga flows, HIIT classes, or reformer Pilates with or without weights. And if you need a little bit of stress relief, try their meditations. They have affirmations, face yoga, dry brushing, journaling for those quiet moments. And you know what's just as important as fitness and nutrition? That's sleep. Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Allo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer. I've been going to bed at 9 o'clock and sleeping till 6 a.m. getting like the perfect 9 hours. I'm obsessed. I really recommend The Art of Sleeping on Allo Moves. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves. Go to allomoves.com now and use code TJG for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's allomoves.com, code TJG. allomoves.com, code TJG. You know what I don't miss at all? The vicious week before your period, when I felt like I was going to crawl out of my own skin. I was so irritable. My skin was constantly getting acne around the chin. My cravings were insane. I could have eaten my own hand if it was rolled in batter and deep fried. Don't get me started with the chocolate. But now it's easier to manage PMS with Estro Control. The way Estro Control works is it eases PMS in a really interesting way. So the ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. So when the estrogen isn't processed well in the liver, women start having PMS, spots on the skin, they get cravings, and feel low all of a sudden. You guys need to check out Estro Control. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire order at happymammoth.com. Just use code JUDGY at checkout. That's HAPPYMAMMOTH.com. Code JUDGY for 15% off your entire first order. You don't want to have to deal with PMS. Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about range stretching, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listening to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus. You can do a rental at onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
And that was what was happening. But like one pupil was very large. And then it was like Raquel or something from Vanderpump Rules was like, Ramona, I have a set of glass eyes that I'm not going to use while I have this set in my eye. Do you want to borrow it for the reunion?
The rumor that never died.
The rumor that
Raquel had a glass eye. We have no idea why you started this rumor. But now Ramona has one too. But then I was
And you know what? It's going to be Ramona, true eye renewal.
They even put it on Watch What Happens Live. Like, I mean, this was everywhere today. And because we watch California Time, so we were getting this so much earlier on. And me and Courtney are like, where is it though? We were watching at the same time. Like, I still am almost at the end. I still haven't seen it. And then sure enough.
And then I was like, you couldn't miss it. It was so, like, honestly, like after the first two DMs that I had seen with it, I was like, I'm not touching this Instagram account until I've actually watched this, because it is like, it's so good. Yeah. What I mean. And it was like the meme that went around.
No, and it went around, and I was like, we really got to think of something good. The Joe Gunn guy did a funny one. Like,
oh, I didn't see any of them today. I knew it would be going.
I knew I wanted to do one about the pooing. Like, I was like, no, we got to make it about the poo. And Courtney was like, yeah, the Ramona Boddicks and stuff. And then sure enough, I looked down at the afternoon. I was like, Courtney, you killed it. Like, it was brilliant. Hello, darkness, my old friend.
I shit on the floor again.
I wanted it about poo, and you didn't get it.
Yeah, I mean, but really it was like, my glass eye, I've cleaned it with Lysol, and you can definitely use it today. I have, okay. I keep my other ones in the computer desk drawer that I have, but this one's for you, Ramona.
The Joe Gunn guy is like, when you're having a good day, but then you remember something embarrassing you did 10 years ago.
That's so good. What was the Watch What Happens Live one? It was like when you find out that the Pinot is noir. I think Danny posted one too. They're just, it was like, I mean, the things that people come up with were just like cracking me up because it was so like, it's like, that is iconic. I think that is worse than like the eyes when she was walking the runway in like season 3.
Wait, say that one more time.
Like, remember in season 3 when she did the runway walk and she had her, like, eyes? Like, it was worse than that. Like, she's probably so pissed at the editors.
Oh, she's livid today. And then freaking bitch Bethany. Did you see her Instagram today?
Okay, here's the thing is, like, Bethany, we're all feeling sorry for you because you've just gone through this traumatic event with Dennis and, like, the reunions are tough, but everybody's also like very like empathetic towards Bethany. They're very much like, we're so sorry for what you're going through, regardless how we feel about you, right? Like, you still have empathy and sympathy, and you're, you know, giving her the benefit of the doubt. And then she fucking posts this dumbass Instagram.
Yeah, with her like walking a hippopotamus. And she's like, I have a huge hippopotamus, because Carol says last night she has like a big hippocampus. And I'm like, actually, I like totally believed everything she said because she is really logical and she really does.
Now, I think that the hippocampus comment was a little ridiculous. It's like when Leanne on Dallas is like, your amygdala. Like, oh, it's like when kids used to say like, hey, your epidermis is showing. And you're like, my what? You're like, your skin.
No one ever said that.
What?
No.
Mary, wait, that is a great joke to use for your third graders. Are you serious?
I'll use that.
Wait, we used to say that one all the time. Like, your epidermis is showing. You're like, oh my God, where? And you're like, you're so stupid. It's your skin.
You've just always been a mean girl. Started with epidermis skin jokes.
Oh my God. Well, that's because I have a big hippocampus but a small amygdala.
Oh gosh. But she's calm and she's rational and she's like, you know, she's cool. She's not all uncool. But wait. Also, I'm so having ADD right now.
Yes.
So clearly we all have, you know, empathy for Bethany right now with the whole Dennis thing, but I'm like, how is this going to go now, because Carol's lost a husband, Dorinda's lost a husband. What, Bethany just like she lost a boyfriend that she wasn't with? Like, how is she going to you know what I'm saying?
Like how is she going to spin it?
Yeah. But I also could see Carol coming like, you know, I really know how hard it is to lose someone like that so close to you. I'm a widow, and Dorinda too. Like,
but Carol's off the show, so it doesn't even matter anymore.
I know, but just like coming like full circle, like.
Like you're saying, like they'll reconcile?
Like, maybe.
I don't think so, because first off, I don't think Bethany, besides, again, we always mention Terry in Florida. I don't think outside of Terry that Bethany has any girlfriends that aren't on Bravo.
I agree with that. But like, do you think Carol reached out to her after Dennis?
I think she maybe sent her a text just saying, like, I'm so sorry for your loss, but, like, that's it. Like, I don't think she opened any doors. I don't think – I just think that Carol is kind of like, we're not friends, and at this point, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's done.
The Cassandra skinny girl over the Insta story thing was bad.
Wait, also, I actually didn't think it was bad. I think what Cassandra – first off, they're obviously trying to dig at her, though, but what she was saying is, like – it's not even PC to say skinny girl anymore. Like, everybody is so about, like, you know, being body positive.
Placing your curves and...
Yeah, exactly. So I think that's what she was trying to say.
But I don't think it was actually what Bethany was saying. Bethany was like saying like where she's like trying to take down her company and all this stuff. And I'm like, these are like the petty things that both of you are doing. I'm still team no one. Because I think, okay. I just don't feel like Carol, I think because Carol was so calm about things and like, but also couldn't like really, there was so much where Carol would try to say something and Bethany would shut her down and said that like, Carol would just get angry and it made her look petty too. And so I kind of saw Carol as a bit of a mean girl last night. Not that Bethany wasn't either, but they just were both bad. They're still both bad.
Okay, the comparing the resumes. So I went to Carol's Wikipedia today, you guys. Carol's resume is quite impressive, and I'd like to read some of it,
please,
to you guys. So we don't have to say the dates. Okay, so 1985, she worked on 2020. Mm-hmm. Then in 1991, she was in Iraq, and then 2003, Afghanistan, like, has all these, like, crazy, you know, doing all these war stories. She actually won 3 Emmys for, like, one story was about the landmines in Cambodia.
Wow.
So basically she was at ABC for, like, 15-plus years, and then after her husband dies, she starts writing the memoir. So it's like, which is on the New York Times bestseller list. And once again, you guys, she was a Kennedy.
Well, Kennedy adjacent.
Well, she married into the family.
Yeah, but he was like,
because Anthony was, yeah, that counts.
Either way, it doesn't, yes, I'm just, and she's like 8 years older than Bethany. Like, and when Bethany was saying like, oh, that was 17 years ago, it's like the whole thing is like, come on, Bethany. Like, I don't know why you have, first off, I don't know why we have to put either of each, like, why the other has to put the other down for what we've done in our careers, because we should be about, and I know it's ironic when we say it on this show, but it's like female empowerment, right? Bethany, like, Carol did do a lot of stuff, and now she, and then at that point she's over with her career, and now she's like living her life after what she's done.
She hustled in her 20s and 30s. Like, Bethany, sorry you didn't get Bethany famous till later in life.
No, but Bethany did hustle in her 20s and 30s, but she also, yes, like, her success came at a later age. So I guarantee, like, if we really take the amount of time of, like, the success, if you put it in, it's like the same amount of time that it took for both of them. So I don't know why we have to put each other down, like, and compare resumes. Like, you can both be badass bitches. Mm-hmm. One doesn't have to be better than the other. And it's like, it's so, I think it's just like really demeaning to say that Carol doesn't have a career, because also you're both on Real Housewives of New York. Like, sorry, that's like your career. Like, when people are like,
once again, Carol was a part of the Kennedy family.
Well, it's just why I don't understand the whole putting down, where it's just like, that's, again, it's just so petty. And it's like, and right. I love petty, but not like this kind of bullshit petty. Like, I love the petty of choosing a hotel room on vacation.
Totally. And you know I'll always win. I got the genius status, booking.com. Okay. Then, like, let's talk a little bit about Red Scarf. And Andy's like, so did it change your opinion when you saw the show? And, you know, then they're getting out the read receipts. And then it just got nasty. It was like, booyah, bitch. You're a moron. Like, I was like,
schmoron. She said schmoron. And I'm like, that's not even a word. But it was like, Carol was like, but again, this was like 5 days after I'd already gone out with him. Like, Andy was so wanting to be on Bethany's side about it, like calling Carol, because he was still so pissed that Carol basically told him to shut the fuck up.
And then he said that to her.
Like, at the end.
Carol, you told me, you yelled at me and told me to stop talking. And she's like, wait, what? She's like, I blacked that out. Sorry, Andy. I'm fired anyways. Bye.
But it just, again, but that was like, that was so petty too. And it was like, it just, the whole thing was, and she's like, mean, like, get your life together. Like, you need a career. And it's like, she doesn't though.
Right.
I just don't understand.
I don't think Tinsley's going to make it back.
You don't think so? Because Carol's gone now?
Well, and they're not good friends.
Okay. The thing is, I understood what Carol was saying, but right. She was presenting it so wrong. Like, she was basically telling Bethany, like, Bethany, you just kept saying that Tinsley and I were best friends. And like,
that's your narrative. That's your narrative.
I was like, if we were playing a drinking game every time they said narrative, like, we would be dead.
We weren't BFF. We were developing a friendship.
Like, but
I only went with her three countries.
Yeah, and Tinsley, you can see, she's like, Carolyn, it hurts my feelings when you say that kind of thing.
We are close, Carol. We are close. Carol.
Carol, right? Carol. Carol. Carol, right, Carol? Carol? Carol, I bought a place in your building. I don't even live in it. I just wanted to be close to you.
Where's baby? Where's baby?
Wait, your cat and dog are named baby because my dog, and cat are named baby. I just got him.
And just one last point about Carol. She did have an amazing season. Like that marathon, you guys.
I forgot it. I actually forgot that was the same season because it was so freaking long ago.
I cried.
I know. We that both did. We both did. Megan King Edmonds. She told us she cried too.
So good.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't think there's any way. It's also very strange too because I don't get. So like, let's move on to Dorinda for a second because Dorinda like very much wants to put wants to put Bethany in her place, but also very much wants her approval.
Well, she was really disappointed that she called her a drunk, and then you know Bethany's biggest regret was saying the drunk part to Dorinda, and then Dorinda just lost it.
And then she like cries, and they like give each other a hug, and then you know, and then all of a sudden now she's encouraging Bethany and Carol to like really make up because she's gonna make up with Luann, who's like Luann's like not really.
Like, but Dorinda, I love Dorinda. She's a soft soul. And I think she is a go-to girl. I mean, she'll get arrested for you practically.
She had a bad season though.
I completely agree with that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think she'll have a redemption season. She's not going to be slurring her words on camera next season. I can guarantee that. Her mom won't let her.
No,
therapist.
No. I think she will definitely be slurring her words next season, but not till the second half. Like, she's going to start off where we're going to see, like she's going to get back into her aerobics. Like, remember, she used to be an aerobics
jazzerciser.
Yeah. So she used to be, like, an instructor. So we're going to, like, see her get back into that. And she's living this healthy lifestyle. But then she just can't say no.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. But I like – and this is the – what's the other season that ended with taking – like, drinking green juice? Was it Beverly Hills that one time with, like, Lisa Rinna and the Xanax smoothies?
Oh, maybe. Like, well, let's go over their regrets.
Okay.
So we said Bethany's was, you know, calling Dorinda drunk. Then Tinsley regrets losing her temper with Sonia. And Sonia regrets starting the season off with reopening the wound.
Wait, can we with talk
Tinsley
about...
Wait, but blamed it on antidepressants.
Yes, what was that? And then Ramona's like, oh, yes, if you go cold turkey, it happens all the time. I'm like... Literally, I've never heard that before.
Dr. Turtle time.
Like, I mean, well, maybe Dr. Sharon Geezy told her that, but like, I've never heard that. Have you heard that before?
I don't know stuff about
that. And then Ramona probably is trying. She's like, also, I heard if you go to cold turkey, you just shit the floor. Yeah, I heard that. Uh-huh, yeah, I heard it. Also, though, when Carol was saying that Tinsley wasn't her best friend, and Tinsley, like, got up and, like, did, like, a temper tantrum of, like, well, yes, I am! Like, who am I?
She's like, where are my eggs? Where are my babies?
My babies. And Dale's like, Tinsley, I can't wait for you and Scott. I put Scott's picture of his dog on his stocking, the dog he had with his ex-girlfriend.
I say, you know what is going to happen? Tinsley's going to be like, I'm moving to Chicago for Scott, so I can't do the show. Bye. But AKA, she got fired.
AKA, please start Real Housewives of Chicago. I'd watch that shit too. There has to be.
In the Gold Coast.
Yes.
And so then, fun.
But how about Tinsley leaves?
But they'd have to film like over summer. It would be too cold.
Yes, because and we have 100 Days of Summer back.
Yes. Double whammy.
So good. No, but what we need to do is we need Tinsley to go there. She starts Real Housewives of Chicago. Dale then joins the Real Housewives of New York.
The cast is getting too old.
No. I think Dale is closer. Ramona's 62 or something.
Oh, gosh.
Like, I could see that.
Okay, fine. And then Ramona's regret was posting the Insta story with Lou and asking to go to Tom's party. Okay, then this I will give.
Wait,
this
and she spinning. Also, and she also, I think she also regretted going to spin that morning because she hadn't done it in a while, so she had to get up and beat her leg cramp out of her.
Like, I feel you, girl. Uh-huh. Except not the spinning part, the cramps.
Right. Obviously, yeah.
And then Carol's, you know, Carol's regret didn't make sense. And Bethany's like, I did not hear a regret. Mm-hmm. And I agree there. Carol regrets the context with Bethany. There wasn't a real regret.
She's like, I regret how the editors portrayed it because I fucking hate you.
Right, because Tinsley's not my BFF. Yeah. And this is not the narrative.
Mm-hmm. And I don't have coffee with Adam anymore.
Wink, wink. I just have tea. Mm-hmm. And then Dorinda's the pain with Lou and getting too drunk in Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm.
And then so...
Go ahead.
It's just, we're done. Mm-hmm. It's over. Brony's gone.
I'm sad. This season was a very, very, like, this season was like, stop. Yeah, honestly, I feel tired. As a viewer, I feel tired. I'm going to miss it, though, because Orange County is still boring, but thank God for Dallas.
Yes. So we're back in Beaver Creek at that Liquor Creek store.
Beaver Liquors.
Beaver Liquors. Did go to the website, guys.
And you did a lot of deep diving today.
I've been researching on my time off from school.
Uh-huh.
Really important stuff.
Great.
Also avoiding grading papers.
Like I always say, I'm like, I would hate for anybody to, one, see my search history because it's ridiculous. Two, go through my photos because I probably have like 8,000 photos in my phone and 7,500 are like Bravo related.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I am always afraid like people are going to get in my phone somehow.
Yeah. And it's like, you're not going to like what you see.
I would be
horrified. I can guarantee it.
Horrified.
Yeah. We're not at Beaver Liquors. We're back at the house.
Right. I actually like loved this opening. It's like Deandra's double fisting coffee. Then they have Carrie doing yoga. Stephanie brushing her teeth twice. Who has that problem? I have the same problem where like you drink the night before and literally you have trash can mouth no matter what you do.
Yeah. All
it's
the time.
Awful.
Yeah. I yes.
And then we have Deandra who's just talking for a long time with just one eyelash on. Did you notice that?
I did not notice that. I did not. That's hilarious. But she never commented on it.
No, it was just like funny. It's when her and Leanne are getting ready in the bathroom and Leanne's like putting in her fake hair extensions and Deandra just has like one eyelash on.
Deandra, ready. After this episode, I have decided that Deandra is a drinker. She loves to drink. Like, she was throwing him back, like, all day long, every day. Like, how long was that trip? 3 or 4 days?
It was 4 days, which I feel like was, like, a long time for a housewife trip. Like, yeah. I feel like they'll go down to Mexico for 2 nights. It's too quick.
So was this a perfect amount for you?
It was great. And someone said this brilliantly, this needs to be the new Berkshires.
Yes. Oh, I love that. Yes. Come on. Like, this is exactly why when they go on these trips, they need to stay in the same place. Now, where the hell were the cameraman during the queen off?
The queen off? And how funny was it that they turned it into a contest?
Oh,
a pageant.
It was amazing. So good. But, like, I want to see, like, it's like that. Remember the first season where, like, Leanne, they were somewhere and Leanne threatened Marie? Did you ever watch the first season?
I did a little bit. That was like that woman. Marie. She was like kind of in a celebrity before the show, right?
They were like, well, so originally the premise of Real Housewives of Dallas was supposed to be about women in charity.
Yes.
And so all these women were like kind of famous within the socialite world in Dallas. And
but
so,
was there one woman that had already been on a reality show or her husband was a musician?
Oh, yeah, that was Tiffany, but I don't know what other reality show she had been on, but the one that was, like, a friend of, and her name was, like, Heidi or something, and she was, like, this Kim D of Dallas, mm-hmm. and she was horrible, and she was trying to take Carrie down.
Okay.
But anyways, Marie was another friend. She, like, kind of was, like, looked like a Leanne, like, tall, brunette, skinny, pretty, but Leanne, they went on this trip one time to, like, Stephanie and Brandy. This is how you know that they're, like, really are BFFs. Like, their husbands and they share a lake house together.
Okay, yeah.
And so they went on.
They're like legit BFFs.
Yeah,
like,
and so they went on one. They went on a trip, and then the cameramen were gone. And Leanne literally like threatened, like with like a knife, I think, like threatened Marie's life. And the cameramen
typical,
were gone.
Typical Leanne.
Well, it's like she's like, they're just hands and knives.
Okay, the pageant question about hands.
Like, what could you do with your hands? What could you see yourself doing with them?
No, can you tell me what you can do with your hands?
Oh, yeah. I can pray.
My hands were made by God to do good. And you can... I think it was Cameron. Yeah. Hands were made to reach out to others. The homeless, the veteran. We all come together. I was like, girl, you really did win some fucking pageants because shit.
Yeah, and then, okay, but let's go back, though, because I want to talk. Yes, no, it's totally fine.
I got the ADD tonight.
No, it's totally fine. Obviously, we always do this. But so they decide that they're going to go snowmobiling for the day, and it's like after this whole fight has happened with – so the queen off hadn't happened yet because we were just going from the night before about the badgering about a baby or the baby bashing.
The bashing or badgering.
Yeah, but then they, like, nicely all make up, which is not – it's like kind of that doesn't happen on these shows
but
normally.
We were on the Cameron Groundhog Day hamster wheel.
It's and she does and even Carrie at one point was like, "You're doing it right now."
So like, what's the time limit?
She's like, "But like, I was not badgering a baby. I would never bash a baby. This is not the Purge." And it's like, Cameron, shut up.
She's so good.
But
she's
like, so good. People were saying that they are actually really annoyed of Cameron. And I'm like,
oh, her confessionals are killing it.
I'm like, Cameron is having a great season two. Like, Cameron is having the season two we always envisioned for Dorit.
I completely agree. I mean, she's an avalanche of fun.
Yeah. And she's like, I can plan trips really well. I'm super fun. Just ask court.
Just follow the itinerary and you'll have fun.
Yeah, fun. I don't like buffets because do I want the potatoes? I do. Do I want the mac and cheese? I do. Will I have one cake? Yeah. Will I have three cakes? Yes.
Buffets lead to bad decisions, bad poor eating decisions.
Yeah, I was like, okay, we got it, Cam. You don't like to eat.
Or you can't
like,
be friends.
I would love that. Like, Teddy, accountability. Hold me accountable.
And then I loved how Deandra and Brandy created a new drink.
Okay, that first off, that drink sounded disgusting. Fireball and tequila mix. Like, that sounds miserable.
Cinnamon Toast Tequila. It's called the Spitfire.
Is that a real thing?
No, they made that up.
I feel like you're going to try that, though.
Okay.
Okay, when you have the jury meetup for Erica Jane, everybody's drinking Spitfires.
Oh, my gosh. I feel like that would be, like, a really disgusting drink. It I mean, I've had horrible. That, like, J-Ball. J-Ball's, like,
what's a
half fire. Oh, you never done half Fireball, half Jameson? Because the thing is, a Fireball shot, the whole thing's too thick.
Okay.
So this J-Ball, it's better. Because it's both whiskeys.
I feel like there's a lot of jokes I could have made right there, but I won't.
Okay.
Okay. I know right after you said it, you probably were like, uh-oh, I shouldn't have said that.
No, it's a thing.
That it's thick?
Oh, no, but do you know what? It's therapy. It's like therapy.
Okay. Fireball? Well, that's if you put it in the fridge. You can't have cold Fireball. It's the same thing with vodka.
I don't really like Fireball.
I don't really like shots, but yet I find myself taking them often.
Yeah, I try to refuse them.
Yeah, and how does that work out?
Actually, pretty
not
good.
Not well, bitch. Don't act like it's pretty good. I've been out with you. Okay. Anyways, Deandra, like us, like Brandy, they all have ADD.
Yeah. Deandra admits to it.
Yeah. So it was great. But, and then she also.
So then they're like kindred spirits based on Adderall or Ritalin and all these prescription drugs.
Yeah. And then, but also things that Deandra would eat is Stephanie's butt. I like when they were like, who would we kill? Who would kill?
They all had the answers.
Who? Let's play that game. Okay, who would you kill on Real Housewives of Dallas first? I'm thinking Deandra, to be honest.
Like, because there's like, she's one, like, I think she has a really amazing figure. And
but, yeah, like, yeah, no, I'm, fuller. Yeah. Yeah, because she's fuller, but she also is like very healthy with like all that stuff that D runs, like that, you right, know, their right. company. So like she's also probably like, she's like the most vegan option of meat.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, what did they said? They said Leanne was like a veal. She'd be like lean.
Uh-huh. But like, yeah, I think Deandra's my choice. What about you? Like Carrie would be too, like, she'd be like tendony and sinewy, like, no.
No, because like I think Stephanie and Brandy would be like fun to have, and like I like Deandra too and Leanne too, so I think Carrie would be a goner for me.
Okay, well, this is just
we wouldn't be eating for long, but
this isn't Lord of the Rings right now, or Lord of the Flies, sorry. This is like just who would you eat out of them. Like if we're going to Beverly Hills, like I'm eating Lisa Vanderpump too because she's got the best derriere.
Okay.
Who are you eating in Beverly
Hills? I would sacrifice myself.
You would sacrifice yourself?
Yeah, I got a big booty. Okay. One time my teaching assistant told me I had a big badonkadonk. I was like, seriously? That's kind of rude.
Well, not in this time, not in this day and age where the Kardashian butts are everything.
That's true.
Okay, so then this...
Wait, Beverly Hills, who oh, am I yeah. eating?
Okay.
No, I want to get rid of Doritos, so...
Again, this is...
Once again, we'd be starving.
Okay. See, in New York, I think I'd eat Dorinda.
Oh, hell no. I'd keep her around.
No, it's not... I'm just asking who you would eat, not who you want to hang out with.
I'm not playing the game right, then.
So you're basically just... You would eat Bethany, then.
Totally. God, we'd be starving. We could eat her boobs. They're fake, though. Fuck.
Okay, so, well, that's fine. Sometimes you have to kill more than one, I guess, just to survive.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is the night where it gets the berserkers.
Right. Well, because we continue the pageant.
No, this is the night of the No, this is the night where the cameras were not there.
Like I'm going to the dinner. Like, we're at the buffet, and then they have to ask one last question.
Wait, so you've already moved on to the next night. I'm still on the day before.
Okay. What else happened?
I'm talking about when they get in the fight at 3 a.m.
Right.
Right. And so then we have the next day, and then Cameron has given everybody a new itinerary for what they're going to do. And I was like, if I was Carrie, like, I don't want to be skiing. I want the massage.
Yeah, but I think Carrie probably got to ski and massage.
Or like, you know, and then Deandra spent like $2,700 on a belt buckle and a hat.
I think $3,500.
What the hell?
It was a belt buckle, the hat, and shoes, I think.
Yeah, and then she didn't get the necklace.
Back. No, like, it was $5,000. It was $4,700.
Oh my God, that's ridiculous.
But also, they were getting so bombed in that store. I was like, they had like 5 shots in there.
Yeah, it's like they were drinking like tequila and drinking champagne, and I was like, is this? I got really confused because at first I thought they were going to a bar.
Right. No, they were going shopping.
Yeah,
and they're on the alcohol river of friendship, as mm-hmm. Leanne said.
Yeah, and you could just start to see that the wheels turning in Leanne's head about how pissed she's getting that, like, that they're getting along.
That will be next week.
Yeah, but you could just tell, like, she's just, like... It's interesting because her and Deandra seem to actually really have a friendship. So, like, when they were discussing, they were doing the pageant thing. Yeah, we can move on to the dinner now. But they were talking about, you know, you can ask each other one question. And they were talking about the fight or whatever. Am I mixing this up somehow?
So basically she puts a question on her, like, do you think I'm happily married? And mm-hmm. she's like, yeah. And she's like, well, why can't you be two? And so they basically start questioning, like, why Leanne won't set a date.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then she goes into, like, well, he's not happy right now, like the whole blind thing, and I'm just being patient. And they're all like, no, she's skirting around the issue. Rich gave her the ring to shut her up. They've been together for 9 years. And then Leanne turns and is like, well, it's me. Like, I don't want him to make, I don't want him to divorce me and leave me, because clearly that's an option for him. He's been married 3 times. And then she's like, and I don't want to self-destruct. So she's basically like giving all these answers to this question about, you know, are you going to get married?
Now, what is your thought? Because I actually tend to agree with Deandra, because I think that he did give her a ring to shut her up.
I do too. And like, I also am like, kind of like, you know, I guess I just don't really care. Is it really necessary for them to get married? Like, they're not going to have kids.
Right. Like, they've been together for 9 years. They're basically in a common law marriage anyways.
Right. I feel like they're committed to each other. So,
like, who cares?
I mean, if it's important to her to have that, then I support that. But
right. I get. Yeah, that totally makes sense.
If, you know.
Yeah. It, like, I mean.
I can be very cynical.
Yeah.
I think marriage makes a lot of sense when you have kids, because you need like a little bit of a contract.
Right. And I'd want the same last name as my kids too. But it's okay if you don't.
Right.
But I get it. Like,
nobody has the same last name anymore. It's crazy.
Yeah.
No, I see that all the time. I'm always like, wait, whose mom is that? Like, who's your kid?
Well, I also think
you don't have the same last name.
Well, I also think too, at like, Leanne is 50 years old. So like, she's also like of a different generation. Like, our generation, I think I think people are more now career first. So it's like, marriage is something that's maybe happening later, or maybe that's just like a California thing. And all of you guys that are listening are 25 and married, which congrats. But I think that like, she's probably still of the era of like, where you do get married and you do have this, and that is like what a relationship is. And it's just, I don't think that Rich, like, he, again, we've said this before, like, some people just aren't good at marriage. He's been married 3 times. Like, survey says,
mm-hmm.
You know, I just, I don't think they need to be. And I think she could just say, I want to, like, why can't she just say, like, we're not in a rush to do anything because it doesn't matter.
Right.
Like,
but they just like all love comparing each other. Then Carrie's like, well, I got cheated on and I was married, and but now I'm with my soulmate, Mark, you know, and then they just like all spin it and make it about themselves. And Deanna's just like, you know, I had the same thing happen to me and look who I found. And it's like, come on. So, I mean, I think they're projecting what they want on her.
Yeah, I think they're also very drunk.
She has the same story.
I feel like they're also very drunk at this point, too.
Right.
And then, yeah, I was cracking up with their... What did you think? Let's talk about the talent portion.
I didn't understand Deanna's.
The butt darts? I was like, oh, she's going to like... She literally just took a Keurig cup and dropped it on the ground from her butt?
And she just stuck it up there.
And it wasn't her butt. She, like, stuck it in her cooch.
Yeah.
It was very strange. And then I expected, like, Leanne to come out with, like, a baton and, like, twirl. And then she's like, hey, yo, watch me now.
She rapped.
She's like, I don't need to get married. I don't care about that guy. But then I found Rich. He is fly.
Like, I was disappointed in the talent as well. I wonder what she did in the other 7 pageants.
I was dying, though, because Cameron's reactions, like, were all of us. She's like, wow, now that you can sing. And it wasn't like, you can sing well. Like, it was just like a statement. You can sing, right. You know? It was like, oh, man. And then, you know, it pissed Leanne off to no other that they let Deandra win.
Oh, you knew they were going to let Deandra win. They couldn't let the pageant queen win.
Oh, of course not. Because then Leanne would probably be like, see, I am the queen of this group. And I was like, what is this, Jax? Like, I'm the number one guy in this group?
It's pretty freaking weird.
It's very freaking weird. But anyways,
I'm excited, though, that they all, like, left on, like, a good page. Like, everyone's friends. They can all hang out together. They've squashed all their troubles. So
I'm really enjoying this season. Like, I really like it. Is there a new housewife coming?
No.
There's like, I think there's like a friend of at some point maybe that's joining. But this is, I believe that this is the second, this is the only other cast besides New York this season who had everybody return. This is the second cast that's had everybody return for the following season.
I love that.
Me too. Like, I'm really enjoying this. And I literally just, I want Stephanie's life.
Oh, she's the best.
She like literally is the. She's just so. I can't say it enough. Every week I'm like, I think she's so cute. She's so cute. She's my girl. I loved her peacoat, her jacket that she left him with the little gold like lapels.
I thought that was really weird, actually.
Oh yeah, I loved it. I was like, I just love her. She could do no wrong.
Oh, that's funny. I did not like it. I was like, that looks like there's like some party confetti or
yeah, like... there's like tinsel.
Yeah, no, oh. It didn't work for me. It looked cheap.
Okay, well, it's probably more than our rent. Definitely more than your rent.
Yeah, because apparently I live at home to some people. I don't live at home with my parents, okay, people?
Oh, don't worry. That person found me on LinkedIn. It's fine.
On that note.
The internet's great.
Can you guys leave us some 5-star reviews with nice commentary?
Yeah, and I'm loving all the commentary in The Jury Speaks. If you haven't joined yet, join our Facebook group, The Jury Speaks. Keep sending us DMs. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the weather before it turns to fall and we all become the basic bitches that we are.
PSLs.
Mm-hmm. And PS, I love you.
Okay. Thanks, guys, for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worried of the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.